Exercises 1 through 3. The silence was driving Kenny crazy. He was vacationing with a few friends in the Poconos, but he was having a miserable time. Just days ago, he and Jim Messina had finished recording Sittin' In, their first album. For months, he'd been high as a kite, buzzing with the energy and great happiness that comes from the flow of creativity, expressed in his case through music. Now he was coming apart. He had completed a lifelong goal and had nothing to replace it. The nothingness was terrifying. He cut the trip short and they headed back to California. At home, things just got worse. He couldn't sleep, and after a while, he couldn't hold any food down. That was when he just climbed into bed. In an effort to distract himself from his pain, he reached for the book on top of the pile by his bed. It was Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. He opened it and started reading the story of a young Indian man on his path to enlightenment. Reading Siddhartha was the only time he felt calm. So he just sat there in bed and read, just devouring that book. When he finished Siddhartha the second time, he reached for another book. Paramahansa Yogananda's Autobiography of a Yogi was next on the pile. Another story of someone in search of a higher truth. He didn't remember if he'd purchased these books or someone had loaned them to him, but there they were by his bed, waiting to ignite his spiritual path. The combined impact of the two books was strong. He realized that although he'd had success on a level that he thought would make him happy and complete, when he was left with just himself, he'd come unglued. Reading those books made it clear to him that he needed a stronger spiritual dimension in his life. They described a peace that he was searching for and inspired him to take action to find it. He called a friend who taught meditation, and not long after, he finally got out of bed and learned to meditate.